Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio, pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought. We are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. Club Inhale Exhale is headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. If you missed parts of today's show, don't worry. Go to clubinhaleexhale.com. Right under our podcast section over to the right-hand side. You can also search for us on iTunes under podcasts by either searching for Green Chocolate Bar or Club Inhale Exhale. For more info on us or to schedule a strategy session, visit clubinhaleexhale.com or call 888-707-1102. If you want to be part of today's show, and I think you do, 978-454-4980 is the number. Again, 978-454-4980. Don't forget to like our Facebook pages, facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale and /green chocolate bar. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Yeah. I had a feeling she was going to sing that.
Yeah,
too.
Right?
I had a feeling. So for everybody that says, well, what? Why are there two women
There's two women there, yeah.
You're so lucky, Coach Michael, by the way.
Just surrounded.
Surrounded by women. Right. So we have Miss Wendy Kaplan on the show today, co-host and sponsor of the Green Chocolate Fire. So you're going to hear from her all hour.
That's
ready?
Right.
Wendy,
she's with
go.
Us all hour.
Woo-hoo.
No. Yeah, she's like, what do you mean all hour? What am I supposed
what
to
do
say?
I say?
I don't have a problem talking. I imagine I could fill in space.
I think you'd be just fine.
Absolutely. Just give me a little space.
Absolutely. So who is Wendy Kaplan? Wendy is the CEO of Vision Quest Consulting, author and founder of the Women's Summer and Fall Retreats, and is one of America's foremost authorities on women's leadership. Booyah! Mm-hmm. Wendy has spoken and conducted leadership keynotes, programs, and workshops for America's largest corporations and organizations, including MetLife, Genentech, Hologic Corporation, and the Conference Board, and has rubbed elbows with Miss Hillary, right?
That's right, the likes of Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
It's true. It was a good day.
Mm-hmm. That must have been really, really fun.
It really was.
And it's
awesome.
I could tell by
her Facebook post that day.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah.
I think I was frozen in shock, actually, that it really happened.
It's kind of like, it's sometimes when you're just around people that are that well known, it doesn't really matter sometimes who they are. You just get goosebumps. Like, I got to take a picture with that person. And some people are like, I don't really.
You say it now, like, where I was like, honestly, they're just celebrities, or they're just this person, or they're really well known. What's the big deal? They're just like anybody else. And then you stand some back next to them, you can't even talk.
I practiced what I was going to say because I knew I was going to be there for like 12 seconds and that was it.
Yeah.
And I loved your other post on Facebook that day was your book right next to her book.
That's true.
So
right.
Good.
It's true. It was in the Harvard bookstore on site, and mine actually sold out.
Did it really?
And I was pretty sure it sold out because it was next to hers.
Oh, congratulations.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Either that or I had fewer copies.
Yeah.
Which was probably the case.
Go with the sold out.
Stick with that one. So what is your last book about, Wendy?
It's called Your Next Bold Move for Women, 9 Proven Steps to Everything You've Ever Wanted. And it's a step-by-step process to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Doesn't matter if it's career, work-related, or something personal. And it's a workbook kind of book where you just follow the steps. And I teach a workshop on it every fall. Coming up, I think it's November 13th, called the Vision to Success Workshop.
Right.
You guys know that workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And it's a great book, so you can get it on Amazon. That's the easiest place, under Wendy Kaplan or Your Next Bold Move for Women.
Oh, so you know what I'll do is I'll post that on our Facebook page.
Fantastic.
I'll post that to the Green Chocolate Bar and
Absolutely.
To Club Inhale Exhale. And I discovered, actually, about a month month, maybe 2 months ago, that I actually have two of your copies left of your book at the studio. I thought I gave those all away.
I saw the other day, and they're the first version, so it's got a second edition now, so I could give you a newer edition.
Look at that.
Wow. Get rid of those first, and there's more where those came from.
We got prizes, yeah. So yeah. I was introduced to that book 6 years ago. Can you believe it? July would be 6 years ago that I met you and came to the first retreat for me. And we did a lot of work through that workbook, so it was very interesting.
Yeah, that was way before the book even was a glimmer.
Yeah, that was sort of like the part of the workbook that it was kind of like practice for the book.
Yeah, it was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hi, Coach Michael. Sorry.
Hi, that's okay.
I'm just on the radio.
I'm going to go off for some scones. I'll be back in a little while.
Well, what I want to recap, though, from last week is the powerlifting competition from this past Saturday.
Sure.
So I want you to dig into that because unfortunately I wasn't there. I didn't get to make it all day.
Mm-hmm.
But the time I was there was probably the best time. It was so great.
Yeah.
And then I know we have an article we want to talk about with anti-aging foods too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what our breaks are like today. So I'm going to really lean on you to sort of do that because as
we
you can see two women
plenty of
on
time
the radio.
Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to
say we
go,
got some time.
Hello?
How's that? I'm never going to say that we have too much time or plenty of time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But can we just give a little bit more information on Wendy so that way if people want to contact us through today on the show and ask her questions or have a conversation with her, they can do that. So, well, first and foremost, you can contact Wendy at visionquestconsulting.com if you want to do something personal with her. That's her website. You have a lot of information on your website. I'm thinking, wow,
it's
so neat. It's so neat and clean and put together. And I mean, you can't miss anything. But the phone number you want to call is, if you want to talk to Wendy one-on-one, is 978-692-4454. And if you want to give us a call here to chat about women's leadership and the companies that she's worked with, 978-454-4980. So that's a scoop. And then Wendy, we'll be talking to you all hour, so we'll be here. Coach Michael, can you talk about the powerlifting competition, please?
What would you like to know?
I would like to know how it went. Well, I know how it went. We want to tell the exciting people on the other end of these microphones going, hey, what do you mean, powerlifting competition?
I was
so proud of you guys, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have been prouder of them. And Stephanie just blew things out of the water, really tested herself. I had a recap meeting with her last night, as a matter of fact, right before class.
Uh-huh.
Just to talk about how it went for her, what she thought, if she had any hesitations during the show, what changed in her mind, because you can go into that show and have a game plan, and all of a sudden, it's like standing in front of the next to the celebrity. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah,
you know,
you're your own celebrity at that point.
Yeah, your own celebrity.
Oh, that's too funny.
So it was just amazing. We started off powerlifting show. There's three main exercises: the bench, the squat, and the dead. And the way it works is that you start off with squat. You always do your squats first to get them out of the way. And then you go into bench press. And then your deadlifts are always at the end of the show, at the end of the competition. Let's see. So, Steph, we got, and these videos are going to be coming out. They're actually already up on our YouTube page.
Oh, I can't wait.
About 80% of them.
Yeah.
You know, 80% of them are already up there. And they're going to be rolled out onto our website and on Facebook. So.
And that's going to be with Corey, right?
Yes.
Is she going to do that?
Yeah.
I hope Corey's listening today. Does she know
she
about
might
this?
Be. Oh, yeah. She totally knows about this.
Well, if she's listening, hi, Miss Corey.
Somebody drank some coffee.
It's this.
He's drinking some coffee. What is that?
This is Starbucks.
Sludge.
Honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's my second coffee.
Is it really?
Gulp.
Oh, my God. So, let's see. So, Steph started off with the squat, and she started off with 100, and it was... I was just about to... I didn't get there yet, because I was going to backtrack a little bit, and I was going to say it was tough for me to be there while she was squatting, because I was getting ready for my... squats.
Yes.
So I was warming up and stuff like that. So she had her husband there, Matt, who did a fantastic job with all the video.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
And making sure that he was there and helping her out and assisting. And then her and I talked last night and we're like, maybe next competition we'll get some volunteers, a couple volunteers to kind of assist us. And we can kind of, even if they don't want to be part of the competition, they'll know what they're doing.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're putting it out there to the Strong
You
team of Club Inhale Exhale to come and volunteer to help each other get through the powerlifting competition.
Yeah, because warm-up is such a key component of these shows that you want to make sure you have somebody there helping you unrack and rack the plates and putting on what you need to be putting on and helping you all through the process. And it's always good to have somebody there with you, you know? Yeah. I've done quite a few of these myself now, so I get into my own head. So I'm okay being by myself, you know, but not a lot of people are, you know. So, but it would be great to do it as a team because that's what we are. We're Team Strong U, you know. So Steph started off, let's see, her first squat was 95 pounds, I believe.
Yeah.
Her second squat, she jumped up and went to 105 or 110. I'd have to go back through the notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Her third one was 125.
Holy moly.
And she killed it. She absolutely killed it. Just an amazing job by her.
Yeah.
Her bench presses, she started off at 75, then 80. She hit those two. Her 85-pounder, unfortunately, she missed that one. But we reviewed the video, which is great to have, but because we can see what happened.
She's strong.
She is strong. She's been working at this for a while.
Way to go, Steph.
Yeah, and she's getting stronger every single day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And was it, I think... Did I hear that her last one, she missed it only because she racked it too quickly?
No. No, she actually, that was the first one. She didn't.
Oh.
So she did the first one,
but
she didn't listen to the commands.
Uh-oh.
If anybody knows powerlifting, you got to listen to your commands. So
That's
when you
right.
bring the weight down on a bench press, it has to sit slightly right on your chest. Then they say press, then you press.
I see.
That 1 second pause makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Yeah. It's
Mentally,
not even a 1 second
does.
Pause. It's like a split second.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference in the number of pounds. Because people always go into the gym and they're, you know, up, down,
right,
up, down, up,
momentum.
Down. Exactly.
Right.
And now, once you bring it down and hold, guess what?
There's no
weight
momentum.
Changes.
Yeah.
Weight changes.
Yeah,
you know?
It really does.
So she missed the first one because when she got up, she should have held it there. And then when they say rack, that's when you bring the weight
it.
Back.
Wow.
So she missed the first bench press
that's all right.
because of that one command. She missed the second one because just the weight was just slightly too heavy. You know?
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Exactly.
I see.
She pitched
down.
A little bit on her right side and it started
it.
Flowing. So
well,
it just
she learned,
didn't come
right?
up.
She
yeah.
Got better.
And
that's
it's a great experience for her to have.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Her deadlift, I can't remember what the two first ones started off at, but I believe her third one was 145 pounds. Yeah.
Whoa.
Really?
I think it was 140. Well, and we talked about that. I looked right at her and I said, what happened to the game plan? This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I said, what happened to the
game plan? Her
game plan
was higher.
On the deadlifts. Her game plan was 165.
Huh.
That's what we agreed that she would go into the show with at the third lift. So we wanted to make sure she would hit it. But she's like, honestly, and I can let her speak for herself. I know she listens to bits of this show. And I know she's working right now. So she's probably like, oh, my God, I can't call. You know? So I'll let her speak for herself. But again... It changes in your mind.
Yeah,
you look at it, you're like,
mental game.
You get yourself psyched out just even one little tiny bit.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
You got to go in there straight, full bore, and just get into your head and stay there.
Yeah.
You know? So she did an amazing job. Rich did an amazing job. He only focused on the bench press.
Yeah. I want to know how Rich got two medals. How did that happen?
One of them was for his weight class, and one of them was for... age, I believe, like curl.
I see.
Exactly.
Got it.
And then, I think it went fantastic.
That's cool.
You know? I know what? You want me to talk about me, huh?
Yeah. And like, and you did?
Yeah, and I did good. I mean, I got, just to say, Steph did win first place in her overall class.
That's right.
So she walked home. If anybody's seen the WWE wrestling belts, the championship belts, she's got one of those.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing. She brought it in last night. She's going to have Matt create a shadow box. She's going to it's pretty
great.
Awesome, you know? And then myself, I got first place in the master's class.
Yeah.
First place in my age class, actually. Weight class. That's what it was. So first place in weight class in master's. And let's see, my squat topped out at 414 and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like four of me.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I could have done a little bit more than that. I realized that when I popped that up. My bench was 320 at top end. Yeah. And I saw the video yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, I made that look really easy.
Of your bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, wow.
Yeah,
so I kind of shocked myself when I saw the video. I'm like, then I'm going to have to push myself a little bit more.
That's right.
And then my deadlift was topped out, and I beat my last time because I went in there to redeem myself from the last time that I didn't hit my third lift, and I did 512.
Wow.
512 pounds on the third time.
My
yeah.
God,
so my total weight was 1,246 pounds and a half. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what they base powerlifting competitions on, is your total weight. Mm-hmm. And then I was given a little bit of information at the end of the show.
I was going to say, you can't leave that little...
I know. It's a little tidbit. That if I had competed in the next weight class down, meaning if I weighed myself, if I weighed 6 pounds less, right, I would have competed in the weight class below mine, and I would have won the overall show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, because it's pound for pound at that point.
Right.
Yeah. So it was pretty awesome, you know, to come out of there and, again, learning some things. And I think I've honestly probably dropped about 3 or 4 pounds already just in, just in water,
that's
you know.
That's motivation
in itself,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, it was all in all, it was a fantastic day. It was a long day. I was spent after the show. Absolutely spent.
So spent you could barely lift that burger.
I know. 10-ounce Angus burger with bacon.
Don't
and
you
blue
feel
cheese.
Bad for him, Wendy?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Sat in my stomach for a couple of hours though.
Yeah, it sure did.
10 ounces of meat. My God.
Oh my gosh. So I have a question for you, Miss Wendy. I was looking at your website, visionquestconsulting.com, and you were mentioning that the summer retreat that you do is full.
It is.
That is so cool.
I know.
You must be really excited about that.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad. I had somebody email me today and said, "Do you still have space?" I was like, "No, I'm so sorry. We don't." But
yeah. Right.
People can come, and it's not too early to register for the fall retreat, so they can get in.
Right.
So.
And remind us all. Well, you know what? Give yourself a little airtime. Tell us about the fall retreat.
The fall retreat is 2 days. It's in Newport, Rhode Island, and it's an opportunity for women to learn how to expand and take their leadership to the next level. And it doesn't matter what job you have, what role you have. Each of us are leaders in our own lives and in the work we do in the world. It doesn't matter what the work is you do in the world. Mm-hmm. And so stretching yourself, just like we were talking about with weight lifting and pushing yourself to the next level. We're all meant to do really great things in the world, and women in particular need uber support to be able to pull it off. Mm-hmm. So we have a lovely community of women supporting women, and I know it's my gig, but I've never seen anything like it. And people who come back year after year after year. This will be our ninth year doing it. And I got one more in me. So
yeah,
if you want to come this year and come next year, because I'm probably done. And then we'll see what comes next.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
After that.
Got it.
This year we have, we're still gathering speakers, but at the moment I'm talking about play a bigger game. And we have Terry Loopberger, who will come all the way from Colorado. She's been my coach over many number of years. And she's going to talk about embodying leadership presence. And then Jen Morgan, who is my brand and marketing specialist. I've been working with her. She's going to come and talk about creating the kind of brand and reputation that you want to have at work and how to go about doing that.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
Cool. And what's the date again?
November
13th, right around there, somewhere around there.
I think
there.
It's the 14th and the 15th.
Yeah.
And you can register for it by going to visionquestconsulting.com.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great website. Yeah, it's nice and clean. So you want to take a break, Coach Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's come back. We're going to keep talking to Wendy because I do have a question in regards to that Newport, Rhode Island retreat.
All right.
Awesome. So stay tuned for Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
Girls, just... sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. We've been crack-a-lackin' while we've been away. We're back. A-lackin'?
You're crack-a-lackin'.
What's up?
We're trying to figure out what that thing is on the ceiling.
You looked above my head, so I'm a little scared to look up now. What are you talking about?
See that blue thing?
Blue thing?
What the heck is that?
See?
You know what that reminds me of? Like back in school when all of a sudden you look up and you see the pencil stuck
oh,
up
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe Chris has an explanation for this.
I have a
What's
feeling
going on
Chris
on the ceiling
has,
over here?
What is that blue thing, Chris? He can't even
no
see
idea.
It.
No idea. They look like little elephants.
Little elephants.
Or, I don't know, from here.
Those have been there much longer than myself.
Yes.
I know not to ask questions.
You mean such as everything else around the entire studio as well, Chris.
Wow.
Yes, got it. I'm going to have to stand up on the stool or something before we leave because, you know what? That's been bugging me for a year.
I have never seen it.
Really?
Well, because I'm over here.
Well, that's true. It's
so
right,
I'm not looking
kind of right
that way, so I guess you're
it's just
doing
as
the,
well.
Yeah, it really, honestly.
Anyway. Actually, there were, whatever but, that is, there were more of them.
Oh, yeah, look!
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like aliens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
enough of that.
I digress, and we move forward.
Yes.
What was your question, Coach Michael?
So this year's retreat in Newport, Rhode Island,
yeah.
Are you still including a day prior to for
yeah.
the business portion
yeah.
of things?
I am. Yeah.
That's...
So if you want to come and work on your business
right.
for anyone listening.
I can totally attest that that's been something that that combined with the convention that we just came back from in California.
Yeah.
I mean, those things just propel you forward. I don't care what you're working on, what business you have. This is for anybody and everything,
yeah.
you know.
It's important to when, especially, it doesn't matter if you're self-employed or
right.
yeah.
You're working for an organization.
Correct.
It's really important to step back and work on your business and your work instead of being in it.
Correct.
Yeah,
and there's
true.
No way to do that unless you create a timeout
that's
yeah.
and focus on it. So that's
and
why we do it.
You make a good point. It doesn't matter if you're self-employed or if you're working for a company.
That's right.
And I think at that point, if you're working for a company, get them to pick up the tab.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Really,
bring
Coach
it,
Michael?
Well, bring it
it's
to them.
It's leadership development.
It's leadership development, yeah. and it creates more productivity. Like you said, you're working on it.
Probably
you're
half
so
the people there. Well, first of all, I want to make sure that we say it's for men and for women.
Mm-hmm.
So the retreat itself is just for women, but this day is for business professionals.
Right.
And I forgot the other point. I don't know. It'll come back to me.
That was
the
yeah.
company's professional
oh,
development.
Right.
That
things.
Is paid for.
Half the people probably work inside an organization who come, and the other half are self-employed. And
right.
mostly their company pays for it because mm-hmm. it's considered part of the leadership development
budget. Of course.
Budget.
Right.
Such
and
a great
that's
thing.
The Vision to Success workshop. I just want to be clear so that people
right.
understand. That's the Vision to Success workshop on Friday, November 13th. And it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So here's what that says to me. That means Thirsty Thursday, you get up and you go to work and you do your thing. And then you drive down to Newport, Rhode Island, and you go and you have some dinner and great dinner and a glass of wine. And then Friday, you get to get up and you go to work at the workshop.
Right.
That's right. This year, we're doing something special for the men because the men last time hung out together at the bar.
We did.
Does that sound familiar?
No. We hung out behind the bar. Not behind the bar, but like actually like we didn't drink.
All right, well, that's...
I don't know what
well,
you're talking
whatever.
About.
And we're going to do a program for just the men.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Is
so I hope you'll come.
Is this a surprise?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
Just for men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Led by
I'm
the men there.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm putting together a little team.
I love it.
If nice. You want to be on it, you let me know.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All
we'll
right.
See.
I'm going to do some thinking about that one.
All right.
So that's
yeah.
the Vision to Success workshop on Friday, November 13th, and go down on Thursday and have a little bit of extra fun for yourself. Why not take a break if you're really going to do it? What else do we want to talk about today? Oh, actually, you know what? I have a little story. Something that happened to me this morning. Story time with Coach Kelly. I know Coach Michael loves my stories.
They're I love your
stories. Just singing. What's
story.
Up?
What
well,
we
something that you said, that actually both of you have said, but something that really made it come to mind was how these retreats and these workshops and all of this really catapult you and sort of they force you in a good way to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So here, this morning, I was getting my shoulder worked on for the capsulitis or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I'm getting a little massage before the radio show. And I start talking about the summer retreat and what's going on and, you know, that Wendy's going to be on the show today. So Melissa says, who is this Wendy person you're always talking about? And she was kind of like, I'm supposed to be your BFF. Like, who is this other BFF, right? So I said, oh, you know, she, you know, Vision Quest Consulting, and I started giving her a description of you and all these things. And as we were talking, it just sort of started rolling off of my tongue somehow that, you know, it's leadership and it's women's development and there's all of these workshops you can go to and they push you forward. And Wendy really told me one day that I'm changing the world one person at a time. Mm-hmm. Here's what happens. No joke. The lights at the studio went out.
Did they really?
This morning?
Right as soon as I said that.
Is this something I got to fix? What's going
on?
You didn't tell me about this.
Of course, I was like, what the? She went, you saw that, right? And I went, that was the lights, right?
They flickered?
It was like not a flicker. They went off and then on.
Did you lose power?
I don't know. Nothing else happened.
Wow.
Right? And there were people next door and they were still talking and you could hear them. It was like nothing happened over there. So I said, I said to Melissa, did I just get a wink from God? She's like, I think you did. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stick with my changing the world one person at a time then. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was like a little, I hear you.
I'll call property management to see if they were
the lights. I knew you were going to say something like that. Yeah, there's something wrong with the lights. Don't listen to Coach Kelly. She's had too much coffee.
They were testing the lights. Somebody hit the wrong circuit.
Very interesting.
It was well-timed, though, even if they were.
Yeah. Look, I'm a firm believer. I don't care what it was caused by or whatever it was, but you need to pay attention to signs.
Yes, right.
You need to take a look around you and be more aware of what the hell's going on around you.
It didn't, you know? You couldn't have, it was perfect.
Perfectly timed.
Timing.
That's good
perfect.
Stuff.
Perfect. So that's my story. You got any stories, Coach Michael?
No, not right
you
now.
You got any good stories?
I'm
you
good.
Want to one-up me? No?
I'm exhausted right now.
You're
no.
Hey, you
I'm still
coffee?
Resting. No.
You want some coffee?
I'm still resting from Saturday.
Come on. No, you're not.
I was yesterday, though, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Did
was
I
still
see
a little
yesterday?
Sore.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Yeah. It was crazy day yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, one of our busier days.
I'm trying to erase
it.
That's why I don't remember it.
Right.
Yeah, Tuesdays are crazy for us. Anyway, was there something else you wanted to talk about?
No. What would you like to discuss this morning? You're on fire over there. I'm going to let you do your thing.
Well, do we want to talk about anti-aging foods? And I don't know what this other little bullet point is that you have here.
What's
Nutrition
that?
Panel calls for less sugar and eases cholesterol and fat restrictions.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
We don't have
that.
To. It was a little tidbit of like, you know, how it was done by the board of like, let me pull it up. You guys keep chatting.
Okay.
Right? Because I do have a point on this.
Okay.
I got a little like, really? Are you serious right now?
Well, I want to talk about anti-aging foods.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
it.
Okay. So. Let's talk about
it. All right.
It.
So one of them is more meat, please. Like,
no
seriously,
way.
No joke. Right?
I'm a
so
carnivore.
So it depends on, you are, yes. Ham bone and the
that's
and
right
the milk,
in the milk.
Glass of milk
dip it in the milk.
But anyway, what it's saying is proteins,
mm-hmm.
right? So proteins and all that good stuff. And there's that silly thing I say where I'm going to mash up blueberries and put them under my eyes to make sure I don't get wrinkles,
mm-hmm.
or more wrinkles, I should say. But in fact, it's actually for increased collagen, right? You want to eat lean proteins.
Correct.
Right, that helps you with your collagens. So. I don't know, Wendy. What do you think about that?
I think I couldn't eat any more lean protein. Yeah. I don't
but
know.
Your skin is glowing.
I don't know.
Skin is glowing.
I think a little external intervention might assist over time.
Yeah, that's true.
What are we talking about here?
Well, I thought
we're
it
talking
was
about the Botoxo. Botox?
What is that? The Italian
that the
version
external?
Of
I know.
Botox?
What the heck was
I'm
that?
I'm just saying. Are we talking about Botox here?
Well, there's lots of options, actually.
I make up my own words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the cucumbers on the eyes?
Right? You could do that as well.
Or blueberries.
Yeah. Okay.
Blueberries?
Cucumbers.
What?
No, I don't know. Kelly said that. I don't know about
Well,
that.
Yeah, because they're antioxidants and blah, blah,
okay.
blah.
I see that.
Here's one of the things I heard years ago. This was probably almost 3 years ago now from Dr. J in New York. Wrinkles actually come from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for God's sake!
Well, it's what you put into your body. If you put a Twinkie in your body, you look like a Twinkie.
Okay, I thought it was another psychological. You got to manage what's between your ears, just like the lifting thing, right?
Oh.
It's true. That's why wrinkles come from the inside out.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're stressed on the inside, guess what
well,
happens
Lord,
to the
there's
outside?
Just so much to pay attention to.
I know. If we were all just so perfect, wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Honestly, everybody should get their own little mini island, live by themselves.
Okay, go ahead.
It would be lonely, though.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
The mermaids would come up, and they'd be all right.
All right, here we go.
Oh, dear.
Stop this before it goes too far.
Stop this madness.
Yes, exactly. but it's interesting, though, if you get, it says right here, then you get your full, are you into more fish? Because I had done the
Correct.
Fish thing for a long time,
yep.
and it actually is an amazing feeling with your body when you eat more fish and less things like chicken and meat and mutton and pheasant and rabbit and duck and all that stuff. But omega-3 fatty acids, which is in so many foods, so many yummy foods. So I think, you know, I think the more I work with Corey, Michael, I'm just kind of giving you the heads up now.
Yes.
I'm going to turn into the mad scientist that I've always wanted to with her. Because I think when people hear what's an omega-3 fatty acid, and then they think salmon, because everybody knows salmon.
Everybody knows salmon.
But it's actually almost all cold fish, cold water fish.
Correct.
So I want to just, like, dissect stuff and put it together and, like, vitamins and kind of have that little marble ball behind my head again and put it on TV and have those little zzz things coming out of it, like Back to the Future.
Okay.
I want to do all that stuff with food. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, careful what you ask for.
Yeah. I know. I'm telling you, though.
That's how it goes.
Like,
I would love to
my hair to be white standing on end. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so anti-aging foods.
Kind of funky.
Yeah, it would be.
I could see that stuff right now, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
With, like, the white gloves up past my elbows and a lab coat on. Oh, yeah. I'm
telling you. Okay, that's mixing metaphors.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's a little Cruella de Vil.
That's kind of cool, though.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wendy, can you give a guess on what another anti-aging food is?
What was the first one? Oh, lean proteins.
Yep.
And did we say the stuff that's in salmon?
That's your omegas. Yes.
Omegas. That was number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have I been working with you? Like 2 years?
About 2 years.
So I still have to look over. What's that called again?
Exactly.
I know. I don't.
That's okay, though.
I just follow direction. I don't retain very well. Another anti-aging. Well, I would say water. Good, clean water.
Yeah. Water's another one, of course.
Yep.
Maybe fruits and veggies.
Maybe.
I would think so.
Right.
Maybe.
What types of fruits and veggies?
I don't know, Michael, but you surely look like you know the answer. We definitely have to get cameras in here.
I know, right?
Because I need people to see your reactions.
My eyes bug out of my head. Is that what happens? Avocados, right?
Yeah,
can help
that's
your
a good
skin.
One.
The monounsaturated fats help your skin to stay hydrated, right? Oranges, full of cell hydrating water. And actually, vitamin C does double duty by helping create collagen, which keeps your skin plump and smooth. Where's isn't that the Botox?
No, that's
what are we talking
topical
about
vitamin C.
This is topical vitamin
it
C.
It comes
right,
in creams and serum.
Isn't collagen
anything
what they...
Anything you want to know about this topic?
Yeah, I got to ask you on it. Really? Really? Got it. I got a question about it then.
Okay, what's your question?
So, isn't like collagen what they... Isn't that what they use in Botox?
No.
No.
No. You know what? Let me pull that up because no.
Now, I know Botox was invented actually as an anti-sweat.
And migraine.
And migraine?
Right, migraine. Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
Got it. All right.
I'm going to try to say this. Ona botulinumtoxin A. That's a.k.a. Botox.
That's what's in Botox.
Well, that's what Botox is.
Got it.
If you're not going to walk around saying, what I just tried to say.
You're
going to
call it Botox.
Right?
For sure.
Exactly.
Understood.
Yes.
Okay. We'll move on.
You're very curious about this Botox
thing, though.
Why?
I don't know why.
Are you saying use Botox instead of vitamin C?
No, I just know that there's so many people that get Botox that I'm just trying to understand the whole.
Well, people probably do it for different reasons. One, all you have to do is look at the newscast women.
Mm-hmm.
And
they all got it?
Faces don't move. You can tell when someone's had it because their face doesn't move. There's no like natural wrinkles in their forehead or little smile lines in their eyes. Their face is just like perfectly
porcelain doll.
Yeah.
Understood.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
So there's a little bit more here and I just want to make sure we clarify. Botox is a drug made from a neurotoxin produced by the bacterium. Oh boy, let's see if I can say this. Clostridium botulinum. Close.
Okay. Who wants to call in and answer this one?
I know, right?
There's a doctor out there or anybody, right?
It is used
right?
medically to treat...
978-454-4980.
Well, we actually have a different number you got to call.
What?
Are the phones funky today?
Just a little bit. But you know what? If you call 978-454-WCAP, you'll get us.
I like that.
That would be 9227. So 454-9227, 454-WCAP.
Oh, I like that better.
Me too. Hmm.
So it is used medically to treat certain muscular conditions and cosmetically remove wrinkles by temporarily paralyzing muscles.
Yeah, it's a toxin. It's toxic. You're injecting toxins
what
into your system.
What the hell would you want to do that for?
Well, so you can freeze, paralyze
your
muscles.
Oh, my God, the price you pay to look beautiful.
Well, that...
You know, is this the same thing by wearing high heels?
No, those just look great.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Right? Look, I got great legs. I will wear heels until the day I die.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
No.
Go ahead, Coach Michael.
Okay. All right. Grapes. Right? A particular chemical called resveratrol comes from grape skins and is remarkably efficient at fighting inflammation and bringing the aging process to a nice, slow pace.
And
like that, right?
What about wine? Like, can we trade off wine?
No, you know,
grapes? Not unless you drink it out of this grape skin.
Exactly. You can't. You know, if you listen to the old saying of like a glass of wine a day, you know,
keeps the doctor away.
Sure. Look, my grandfather lived to 98.
And did he have a glass of wine a day?
Two glasses of homemade Italian wine.
Wow.
Every night. With his big, huge plate of pasta. And I've said this before on the show.
Oh, don't
big,
talk
huge
about
plate
food,
of pasta
man,
with hots.
Ooh,
red
yeah.
hot crushed pepper.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
every
is
night.
So yummy.
Bang, bang.
Bang, pow.
Bang, pow. Bang, bang, pow.
So here's more about collagen, Coach Michael. Pomegranates.
Yeah.
On top of fighting free radicals, they help preserve the collagen you've worked so hard to get in the first place.
My.
That's why palm juice is so good for you.
Nah.
And just, you have to make sure it's 100% palm juice. I'll have to tell you, there was that story where I picked up that juice. I was like, ooh, this is a pretty little bottle. Me, I fell right into the marketing world, which I shouldn't ever fall into because I know
right.
all about it. But I thought, oh, that looks healthy and that looks interesting. And, oh, maybe I'll try this and
yeah.
blah, 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 blah. Bought it. And it was some ridiculous price. It was like a quart of juice for like $7.99. It was, I don't know what came over me, right? Bought it, brought it home, tried it, and I was like, oh, that is like really sweet. And I'm not a really super sweet person.
Did you have to water it down?
I probably should have, but I ended up throwing it away. And I looked at the back, just above the ingredients, only 10% real juice.
Oh,
I was so mad.
Of course.
Everything else was
for $8.
Can you believe I did that?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I will never make that mistake again.
Yeah, and don't we got a great product coming in soon?
We do, but we can't talk about that.
Oh, I just did. Well, anyway, so...
It's a good thing I like you.
Blueberries, right? They're full of antioxidants, like you were saying earlier, right? They fight damage to your skin caused by free radicals, sun damage, and stress. So they help that process. So if you're stressed, right at that moment, eat blueberries. Don't eat a Twinkie.
What do you think about that, Wendy? Eat blueberries, don't eat a Twinkie if you're stressed?
I like Twinkies. But I haven't had one probably in 30 years.
Have you had a fried Twinkie?
No.
Ugh. Have you had fried Oreos?
No.
Oh, she cray cray. We gotta introduce
no, no,
her.
No, we don't.
No.
If you know Miss
Put her
Wendy
on her plan.
Kaplan.
No. I'll just get
fried
me started.
Oreos. Yeah.
I passed up baked brie with maple syrup and brown sugar last night.
Oh, my
heated.
God.
Yeah, that's
I wouldn't
stuff.
Have.
Yeah, I just...
yeah, it's...
Once you start,
you make
just
your decisions.
Stop.
You do. You make it... Yeah, I get it.
At least
I
for me.
It. Well,
yeah.
Everybody's
yeah.
different.
I think most people, because they sort of get that, well, I've already had one anyway. You know, anyway, so... What was the other thing you wanted to talk about there, Coach?
Kale and spinach, right?
Yum.
They help to improve damage and protect against damage done to your skin by the sun. Improve your skin's elasticity, which helps you look younger. That's why people, again, are sticking Botox and
maybe
stuff,
they should
right?
insert
kale?
Kale and spinach instead of Botox.
Looking a little green today.
Yeah. And then cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. You know, they might not look like much, but they're loaded with antioxidants. They reduce risk of cancer and give your immune system a boost. And they actually, it says here, while cauliflower even works, they whiten your teeth. Keep your teeth white.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
There
That's
you
a
go.
Good one.
That's a little tidbit for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. What else we got?
Something else that'll reduce your stress? Going to Wendy's workshop in November.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Drinking tequila on a regular basis.
If you go to the Women's Leadership Retreat, I cannot stress this enough. to the audience that you, if you've never gone to a retreat like this before, you have to go. It will bring you to such a place emotionally, and I'm not talking about women hanging out getting sad together. This is women coming together to support each other in such a fantastic way. And can you refresh us, Miss Wendy, on where the retreat is going to be one more time?
Yeah, I actually want to tell you a story instead.
Okay, fine.
Last night, I had girls' night out, therefore the brie.
Got it.
And it was at my friend Melanie's house, and her daughter, Yana, came home from college. And so she was hanging out with us, and she brought two of her friends with us. She plays freshman rugby. So the other two girls were on the rugby team with her, and they were visiting. And I said to them, why do you girls play rugby? And one of the women, like, lit up. So what, she's 18, 19 years old. She just totally lit up. And I said, you love it? She said, I do love it. I said, why do you love it so much? She said, you know, it's the only place where I don't have to be ladylike. And I can just let it all out.
Mm, that's
and
awesome.
I can just put it all on the field. She said,
yeah.
It is such a good feeling.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's that. That's the reason I do these women's retreats. Mm-hmm. It's a place where you don't have to be anything, and you can work through the crap that's holding you back. It's
yeah.
all the mental stuff that
yeah.
holds us back.
That's
yeah.
good.
Getting that we want. So so I really loved that conversation last
night. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
It's in Newport, Rhode Island. It's November 14th and 15th.
In a beautiful
and
place.
You go online to visionquestconsulting.com, and right on the homepage, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. It is right on the homepage, right on the right.
Yes, it
here,
is.
Here I've been kind of floating around on the website.
Yes,
the
it
scenes.
Is.
I'm all like smart. Nah. I should
no.
have just been right on the webpage.
There you go.
It's all good.
The homepage, excuse
it's all good.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
You know, the gym is that place for me, as well as the retreats and stuff like that. But that's the one place, like, when I think back and, like, people are always like, my God, you've worked out there. I mean, if you take a look at gym warriors, you know, most people these days would look at it and be like, that's a gym? Yeah, that's hardcore. There's very few hardcore gyms left these days.
Mm.
But those are places that you can walk into and just let it be. You leave whoever you are at the door.
Can I ask you a question about
sure.
the description of hardcore? To me,
mm-hmm.
Gym Warriors is a great place to go
yeah.
For whatever reason you want to be there,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not sure I would call it hardcore.
Well,
I would call it old school.
It's old school hardcore. Yes, it is. Have you seen hardcore gyms?
Yes, Michael, I have.
Okay. I'm just saying I've been around them for years. I used to work in them.
What's a hardcore gym?
You're talking about when I say hardcore, I'm talking about walking into a gym, the benches are ripped, the seats are ripped, you got dumbbells that might be a little bit bent, you know, you got 100-pound dumbbells, the right dumbbell might be a little bit bent or whatever it is, the bars are bent, the plates are chipped.
Can that just be poor management?
Not
taking care of
no, because that creates a certain type of environment, though, too, you know? It's a place that you don't have to walk into and get all fancy with.
Okay.
You know, it's a place that you just walk into and you work out. You're going to work. That's what you're doing there. You know, there's nothing else to it. And the environment around you just kind of sets the tone, too. You're in this really just kind of like dungy, dark place, and you got crazy music going on, and it just...
Garage doors everywhere.
That's it. Yeah. That's really
watch
what it comes down to.
Watch where you step, you trip over a plate.
Yeah. You know?
To me, that just rings more old school rather than hardcore.
Well, there is
just,
something to be said for yeah. not paying attention to anybody else that's there.
Yeah.
Correct.
Just focusing.
Mm, that is nice. Okay, then 2 minutes it is. Wrap
yeah.
it up then, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
What's the last things you want to talk about? Because we only got an hour.
Well, the anti-aging. We had a little grain on here, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to eat meal after meal without getting a little bit of grain in your diet. Things like oats, quinoa, stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't
complex
eat
carbohydrates.
Complex carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat quinoa anymore, you know? I don't
is
eat a lot
a
of that stuff.
Is that a blood type thing, though, for you?
It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I know for you it's fine, right?
Quinoa is very good for my
yeah.
blood type, yes.
What type of grains are you eating, Wendy?
I love quinoa.
Yeah?
I had it this morning.
Okay.
Was that your quinoa scramble?
No, it was quinoa with sliced strawberries on top.
Oh, okay. Yes. I give out
that.
Good meals on these designs. Yeah.
That's some good stuff
there. I'm happy with quinoa.
And quinoa, not a lot of people know that it's actually pretty high in protein, too, per serving. You know? What is it? Is it 9?
It's either 9 or 7.
Seven or 9 grams per serving of quinoa?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty high.
That is pretty high. You know? That's really good. That is really good.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start wrapping up the show. Okay? We got to say goodbye to everybody. Wendy, thank you so much for co-hosting with us.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you for listening out there. You're going to find this show on our podcast section over at our website at clubinhaleexhale.com. If you want to set up a strategy session with us, go to clubinhaleexhale.com or call 888-707-1102. Stay tuned for next week's show. We'll be back with you then. You're listening to The Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.